No, I don't have any questions.
All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today is November 11th, 2025, and it's 10:05 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call could state your name for the recording and record. So we'll start with the board. Kent, would you like to start?
Sure. Kent Olson with the developer.
David Calder with the development team.
Shelby Clymer and Lauren Warburton from CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. First up, board meeting minutes from our August 21st meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review? They
Yes.
look good.
Look great.
Okay. Could I get a motion then, David?
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes.
I'll
Thanks.
second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, we'll turn the time over to Shelby, go through third quarter financials and the 26 budget. Shelby, you're on mute.
Michael, you
So,
could have told me a little bit earlier. I was halfway through my
start
presentation.
over.
Sorry, guys.
Okay.
So third quarter financials, total assets at the end of Q3 were about 745,000. The bulk of that is in the debt service fund and restricted to the district's bonds. Liabilities were about 30,000, really representing those administrative costs that are just kind of still unpaid pending kind of further action on those. General fund budget to actual here. So total expenditures through September, about 33,000. So we have accounting and legal primarily, as well as insurance and partial auditing costs. And ending fund balance here at a deficit of 29,000, just awaiting funds to cover those administrative costs. The district's debt service fund here, interest earned on the funds sitting with UMB about 23,000. Then there was a bond interest payment made of about 336,000. I would note, and we'll see this in the budget as well, the interest payments are really being paid from the surplus fund held by the trustee at this point until property tax revenues start to increase to be able to cover those. And then last page here is the capital projects fund. Fairly limited activity here in 2025, a little bit of interest, and then capital expenditures of about 35,000. So any questions on these? Any discussion from the board?
Nope.
Michael, do we need a motion to accept these today?
Yep. So, board, we just need a motion to accept them as presented.
Okay. I move that we accept the budget financial statements for the PID as presented.
Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, the budget.
Okay, budget. All right, we will start with the general fund. So again, this activity is really for the administrative costs. First item I would note is that we are proposing a 2025 budget amendment. Legal costs are trending a little bit higher than the original budget. I think just with the additional time that they've been spending this year with you all, and then transfers out, which really represents just kind of the transfers between the various funds here. So total appropriations about 70,000 compared to the original budget of 63,800. And then looking to 2026, we've budgeted for accounting, legal, insurance, and auditing, just based on kind of current year projections and doing some small inflationary increases in some areas. Again, budget's pretty tight with insurance and auditing costs continuing to increase. And then transfers out is $7,000, which is anticipated to cover the annual paying agent fees to UMB for their role as the trustee. And again, I would Note, all of these expenses are really anticipated to be covered through developer advances. Property tax revenues anticipated for 25 that would really be used for 2026 is just about 5,800. So that brings us to the debt service fund. Again, property tax revenues based on the information through the tax commission about 5,800. So we've again showed those kind of lagged from 25 into 2026 when those funds are anticipated to be collected and available. Expenditures about 343,000, consisting primarily of that scheduled interest payment and then those annual fees to UMB. And then I would point out ending fund balance is projected to be about 401,000. So again, really pulling from the surplus fund. The surplus fund is intended to kind of fluctuate as needed in these earlier years of development. And then, again, would kind of note property tax revenues are anticipated to increase in the future as the development continues to be able to cover the bond payments moving forward. And then capital projects fund, we don't have anything for 2026. We really show that all remaining funds there, which were about 5,000 as of 9/30, would be spent before the end of this year. You're familiar with the budget assumptions, really no changes here. And then we have that scheduled or the amortization schedule for the bonds included as well. So any questions or feedback from the board?
Pretty straightforward. We've already looked at it. Thanks.
No, nothing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What I need then is a motion to approve the tentative budget as presented. And then let's double check on the date for the public hearing, which should be the second Tuesday in December. So it would be December 9th. So the motion would be to approve the tentative budget as presented and then set the public hearing date for Tuesday, December 9th.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we accept the budget as presented and the motion to for the public hearing on December 9th.
Thanks, David.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's
Will
unanimous.
that then include the budget amendment at
For
the next meeting as
25,
well?
yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect.
Yep. We'll post it for that as well. Do you guys have anything else for us? That's everything I show on the agenda.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
Okay, I move that we adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Kent.
I'll second
Thanks,
that.
David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.